From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Among the thousands of people in Washington, D.C. to celebrate President Bush's inauguration this week is James Dobson. He heads a group called Focus on the Family, an evangelical Christian organization that's playing an increasingly important role in national politics. Focus on the Family is based in Colorado Springs, Colorado, a city that has become a center for evangelical groups. In the second part of our series, NPR's Jeff Brady reports on the group's efforts to get more socially conservative Christians involved in politics.
At every hour of the day, somewhere in the world, someone is listening to James Dobson's syndicated radio program. More than 200,000 people make the pilgrimage to Colorado Springs each year to visit the organization's well-maintained headquarters.
This is our chapelteria. It's where we have our cafeteria as well as our chapel services.
This morning, a tour guide is showing Garth and Margie Jones from St. Clair, Michigan, around the sprawling 81-acre campus. The Joneses have been listening to James Dobson on the radio for about 20 years.
This here represents what we believe and reaching out to others. And that's what it's all about, touching lives for Christ and making a difference.
James Dobson didn't start out with the goal of creating one of the country's largest ministries. In the 1970s, he was a child psychologist teaching at the University of Southern California. Dobson didn't like the theories of another famous child psychologist, Benjamin Spock. He thought Spock was too permissive. The future head of Focus on the Family wrote his own book based on traditional child-raising techniques, including occasional spanking. It was called Dare to Discipline, and it became a bestseller. Vice President for Public Policy Tom Minery has been with Focus on the Family for nearly 20 years.
We believe the Christian faith is the center of the family life that is most helpful for children. And so we inculcate Christian beliefs in everything we do.
In 1977, Dobson parlayed the success of his book into a weekly radio show. That's when Focus on the Family was formed in a small Southern California office. In 1991, he moved the organization to Colorado Springs, where land was cheaper. Today, he heads a multimedia ministry that includes radio, television, film and video, magazines, and books. Dobson's ministry still centers on his now daily radio program, where he gives advice on family issues. On this day, he's talking with a mother who had a bad temper.
That I just didn't have any more to give that day.
Look back on those circumstances where you really felt out of control. What kinds of events were taking place? What were the kids doing?
Just a few days after the November election, Dobson temporarily switched formats on his radio show. Instead of counseling, he offered political views.
Not only did a president who acknowledges Jesus Christ as Lord get returned to power.
Dobson expressed how grateful he was that George W. Bush was reelected, and he criticized Democrats and the media. But he also issued a pointed warning to the Republican Party.
If they get disinterested in the values of the people who put them in office, as they have done in the past, if that happens again, I believe the Republican Party will pay an enormous price in 4 years and maybe two.
It's statements like that that have gotten James Dobson more attention outside the evangelical community. Last year, he created a new group, Focus on the Family Action. Tom Minery says IRS rules prohibit Focus on the Family from spending more than $250,000 a year on lobbying. This new group isn't subject to such constraints.
It's still nonprofit, still nonpartisan. It simply allows us to spend all of the money we receive on lobbying issues. So it just gives us more money to do what we've always been doing.
That is lobbying against things like abortion and stem cell research. In this most recent election, Dobson campaigned to unseat Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle from South Dakota. Dobson was upset because the Democrat had blocked some of President Bush's judicial appointments. George W. Bush has recognized Dobson's influence when in Colorado Springs last June to speak at the Air Force Academy graduation, the president spent a half hour visiting with Dobson before the ceremony. Tom Minery says Dobson didn't plan to be such an active political player.
He is a compassionate man who cares mostly about the family and cares not so much about politics, but has been drawn into politics only because politics has become destructive to the family.
Minnery says same-sex marriage is one issue Focus on the Family has spent a lot of time on lately. But some evangelicals in the past have questioned whether they should even be involved in politics. Minnery says there is always the argument that evangelicals should work on getting people into heaven and not spend so much time worrying about this world. That argument doesn't appear to hold much sway anymore. In October, the National Association of Evangelicals adopted a document that calls on Christians to get involved in all areas of civic life. The head of the NAE is Ted Haggard, who also pastors one of the largest churches in Colorado.
You are dealing with a spineless wimp if you're dealing with a clergyman that thinks he shouldn't have anything to do with public policy, because it's public policy that determines how we treat the poor. It's public policy that determines how our judicial system works. It's public policy that determines how we handle the distribution of wealth. And if there's not a moral voice speaking into that, then we become just pagans. And if we become pagans, then it's not too long before we become cavemen again.
Ted Haggard's name often comes up when evangelicals discuss who will be the next generation of leaders in the movement. John Green is a professor at the University of Akron in Ohio. There he studies the role of evangelical Christians in politics.
You know, because the most prominent leaders in the evangelical community, the Pat Robertsons and the James Dobsons, are fairly elderly now. They're many of them in their 70s, and they've been active for a while. And if the evangelical community is going to sustain this level of political activity, it will have to be a new generation of leaders.
Green says that new generation will inherit a political machine that currently is running quite well. He says evangelicals are becoming much more politically savvy, and the movement is gaining a level of political clout that is establishing them as a constant force in American politics.
It's really interesting. A lot of the political activity of evangelicals reads like something out of a civics textbook about how people should be involved in their local communities and get active on issues that they care about and become more involved and engaged in public affairs.
Evangelical leaders promise that in coming years they'll be even more active in politics, and Colorado Springs will continue to be a base from which the evangelical movement launches initiatives that affect civic life across the nation. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
You can see photos and find information about Focus on the Family at our website, npr.org.